Yes,
In
Rob.
this room. Yeah, Jonah, nice to hear you now. Jonah, I was about to ask you something. I don't know how things are working here in Pennsylvania, but do you know here, because a New York worker is actually able to do maximum hours of 16 hours per day. I guess I told you something like that before for another case, but I
So
was just making sure.
in Pennsylvania, there's no technical rule, but our agency has a rule of 16 hours as well. We have a policy. Now, what case
The
are you
case is,
referring
yeah,
to?
it's Sean McElroy. It's like 168 hours authorization per week, so you could see something for
Yeah,
the
no.
shifts going on Saturday to Sunday. Don't stinky.
Gone. I mean, she's saying that she worked from Friday at 3:30 p.m., right? Straight to Monday at 6 a.m. So that's.
No, actually, it's the one
Oh,
for.
Harmon is in between there. Hold on.
Yeah, there are two dons here.
So Dawn Harmon. Dawn Harmon, Dawn Steinke, Dawn Steinke. Is 0 to 20 is 14 hours. I don't have any issues with this. There's nothing over 16 hours.
No, I know, but if you could, for example, let me see, because I
Actually,
did
I
cut
was
them
looking at
off.
last week. Hold on.
Yeah, for
Yeah, so.
example, you could, we have, I mean, right now it's fine, all the word that Sarah just gave me and on the notes for this case on Smarch is that we will not be able to stop this case, and they have refused for the last days that we offer them, and they let go 2 weights because different weird circumstances. I mean, no weird circumstances, but something
Dawn,
regarding their
we
judgments.
cannot pay more than 16 hours at a time with an 8 hour break after that. Dawn Steinke, you need to have no, I don't want more than 16 hours in a 24 hour period. In other words, I want the 8 to be off at least 8 hours out of 24 hours. If you look at,
Yeah, I was
this is
considering that.
Saturday. So Saturday, she worked 16 hours, 2 hour break, and she's back on in the morning with no clocks.
Actually, she forgot to do the clock out, but she was staying covering the whole shift, and I told her, no, you cannot do that. I mean, we cannot,
It's a
that's, we cannot
24-hour
pay
shift, and then she comes back on for another
that.
14-hour shift.
Exactly. I just explained it to her and let her know, hey, I mean, we cannot do that from now on. Mostly what we can do is
Pay her this week. Pay her this week, but after this, it's 16 hours max. If they're refusing caregivers, we have to notify the service coordinator. But I don't want more than 16 hours. You could do it for this shift, and that's it. No more.
No, I got you. I got you. I just had a word with them, and I'm adjusting the master week for this current week and on. But for the last weeks, that's what you can tell. For example, on the 28 November, you can see that December,
Yeah,
sorry.
well, the 27th through the 28th. You know you're missing 2 hours, right?
Exactly. But I did cut it because of the 16-hour gap. I mean, to
Yeah, but
maximum one day.
you only gave it a 2 hour gap.
Yeah, and I could at least grant her the 6 hours for the early morning of Sunday because she
Oh,
was saying to
that's
take
no
care.
good because it's only a 2 hour break.
Yeah, that's what I was checking here. Actually,
And
it's funny.
also, she has no clock out at all. I have.
On 2 days, on the 20 and the 27, but on the previous week that we didn't have an 8, on the 13, you could see that there was a clock in and a clock out.
Yeah, but you know you're missing 2 hours. You're missing from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. on the 27th.
Yeah, I know, but I did cut the schedule because of the time
Yeah,
sheet that she
put it
sent me.
in because if you're going to do that, it's only a 2 hour break. I usually mandate an 8 hour break. This doesn't make a difference. Just put in the other 2 hours. But you could notify that from now on it's 16 hours in a 24 hour period max. One other thing, her rate is $15 an hour. And if she's going to continue to do these hours, let me just see what she worked last week. I've got 8.5, 14.5, 22, 23, 29, 37.5, 46, 52, 58. 60, 70. Yeah, I mean, we're losing serious money. If she wants to continue these hours, it's no problem. She needs to go down to 1350.
Okay, let me double check one more time regarding this.
$15 an hour. She's working 80 hours a week.
Yeah, just getting 15. So she should if she's going to continue with this, like 16 and 16, she should be doing 14 and a half, you said?
This is in Levittown, right?
Levittown. Yeah, Levittown.
It's fine. It's Bucks County. I know where it is. We're not going to be able to staff the case. I know where it is. She needs to go down to 1350.
1350. Okay.
Yep. And if she wants to continue high hours, she needs to go down to 1350. If she complains, you can tell her. You got to understand, we don't make more money on overtime regular. They just pay us flat amount, 2152. Right? We're paying her on 15. We're paying her 2250. Plus payroll taxes, another 275, 25, 25, plus all of expenses, $2 an hour, 27. We're losing $6 an hour on her overtime, and which means that we're negative on her $100, $150 a week or something. We're not in it to lose money. So if she wants to continue doing these high hours, it's going to be 1350. If she's not going to be doing 80-something hours, then she's going to be doing like 70 or 60. I could go higher, but this is not the original hours agreed upon. And you fired eights also, right? Nicholas is working minimum. Dawn Harmon is working minimum. So if Dawn Steinke wants these hours, it's no problem. But you could do 1375, but it's like the absolute max. And
okay,
it's just non-negotiable because we're losing a lot of money on.
Yeah, easy. I noticed it.
Yeah, you can notify her that. I mean, if that's going to be the schedule, then that's that. And they have to figure out whoever's in charge of the hours. It's not more than 16 hours in a 24-hour period. In other words, when I look at any, if I see her working 16 hours straight, she needs to work. She needs to have an 8-hour break afterwards. If she wants to have 8 hours, 2 8-hour shifts with 4-hour breaks in between, that's fine too. But you know, I don't want more than 16 hours in a 24-hour period.
Okay, let me see, like, what's like the previous schedule or something. I mean, honest with you, Jonah, it's okay, I'm going to communicate all of this, but I think we're going to most likely lose the case. And I know that this is just business.
Make sure you communicate with the SC. It's very important because this is a 24-hour case. Who's in charge of the hours? The client or the caregiver?
I mean, Sean is quadriplegic. He barely, like, I mean, he speaks, but like, yeah, Robbie, something like that. And Don't Think he's the one that lives with them. That's the caregiver that brought him to the agency.
I understand. Okay. But you have to tell Don. It's
yeah, I know. It's business.
60 hours in a 4-day period, or in a 3-day period, working 60 hours is ridiculous. It's not possible humanly to be servicing properly. She is absolutely doing personal things during those times. So, it's just not going to happen. We need to stick to the 16-hour thing. Let her know whatever she wants, however she wants to set it up, it's fine. But if she's refusing our caregivers, that's, you know, we just have to notify the SC and that's it.
Okay. I'm going to first call the SC, notify, and then I'm going to reach out to Dawn regarding the reduction, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, John.
No problem. Let me know.
All right. Yeah, not a bite. Bye-bye.